This podcast has been brought to you by Blanc Studio, voted Niagara's best design company. We use creative magic to help bring your brilliant ideas to life. From branding to graphic and web design to creating future-proof marketing strategy, we are your one-stop shop for all your marketing needs. So what's your idea and how can we help you bring it to life? Find us at blanc.ca and you can find our website in the show notes. And shout out to our second sponsor, Kabaka Concept, a fashion project that plants a tree every time you purchase an order. We're changing the world one tree at a time. So find out more on how you can join this revolution at kabakaconcept.com. More details in the show notes. Let's get right into it. What up, what up, what up, what it do? Welcome to the Conversations with Chance Mutuku. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am excited and blessed that we're able to kick it together. I hope you're well. On this side, I just celebrated my 72nd birthday yesterday. insert dad joke there. My gosh, you guys are in trouble. But yeah, feeling so blessed and just grateful for what I have, you know. Days like your birthday and, you know, certain life events are great reminders to just zoom out and look at how far you have come, because sometimes that's all it takes to have a perspective shift, you know. So yeah, and I mean, I guess it doesn't really have to be your birthday, just once in a while take some time to zoom out and you'd be surprised how many blessings you'll notice, you know, how many things, small things that we often take for granted will come into focus, you know. And those energize you and they kind of give you that, you know, that energy, that wind behind the sails for you to keep pushing forward. So yeah, big up to all the people who continue to support. And the marathon continues. Let's get into today's idea. Today's idea is declare war against fear. Declare war. Be a warrior, not a warrior. Oh my gosh, all the cheesy life lessons. But I can't really say it any better. Be a warrior, not a warrior. You know, everywhere you look, especially in today's age, they want you to be nice. They want you to tone it down a little bit so you don't scare them. They want you to just cool things down a little bit so we can all be friendly. But what we tend to forget about is part of the human spirit is to be a warrior, to be a fighter. And I'm not just talking about it from a physical sense, but from a spiritual perspective, from a mental perspective, and we can even circle back and say physically as well. We see it every day in today's media where they're more censored, they're more kind of toned down, the more praise you get, you know. But what I'm here to share with you is that do the opposite. Be a warrior. Challenge yourself. You know, when everybody's going for the easy, convenient thing, go the other way. You know, challenge yourself. Try to push the envelope every single time you step out there doing your thing, whatever your thing is. You know, don't dim your light, as mentioned in a previous episode. Just keep charging forward like a warrior, because that's what you're meant to do. You know, declare war against fear, most especially, because a lot of things, just like fear, start in your mind, in your brain, you know, and it all has to do with your thought process. And before I kind of go farther into it, I want to preface, you know, you have to be able to, I guess we as a community here, we have to be able to, you know, distinguish there's a difference between nervousness and anxiety, you know, that crippling fear that will just leave you stagnant, leave you kind of, you know, paused like a deer in headlights. You know, being nervous is okay. It's actually a good thing. I don't know if any of my athlete friends from the community, they will definitely attest to that. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you're going to compete and you don't feel nervous. Personally, that was never a good thing. If I was competing and I don't feel nervous, chances are things were gonna go wrong real quick. But you know, when you have those butterflies in your stomach, it's actually good things. It means that your body is just through instinct naturally becoming, it's preparing you for the battle that's ahead, you know. But then on the flip side, anxiety is that crippling fear, like I mentioned, that will just inhibit your performance. And a lot of times this anxiety has to do with unperceived illusions, you know. This might happen, what if this goes wrong, and then you kind of get in your head. But when you're nervous, it's like, you know, we got a game plan, and I'm talking from an athletic perspective, and from my experience, when I felt nervous, it was like, okay, we have a game plan, we have everything, we've done all the preparation. These nerves are just energy that your body is literally balling up. And later on in my athletic years, I learned and I figured out how to harness those nerves, because you can use them for or against yourself, you know. And the magic turnaround point happened when I realized this truth, that nerves are a good thing, and I began to use them, to channel them, to just maximize performance. There's a difference between nervousness, which is natural, it's inevitable, in fact you need it, and anxiety. Also nervousness from a quote-unquote evolutionary perspective, from a natural perspective, is a good thing, because it alerts you, you know, when there's a physical danger. Let's say back in the days when our ancestors were fighting freaking like saber-toothed tigers, they needed that was a good thing when they felt nervous, because it just alerted them that danger was there, and you know, they either tapped into flight or fight, you know. But that's it's a whole another day's episode. But yeah, all of that said, to show that there's a difference between nervousness and anxiety, you know. And you know, that monster, that thing that usually gets in people's way, is that anxiety, the fear of the unknown. So yeah, whatever that thing is, declare war against it. Rather than running away from it, face it with your chest up, like, yo, what you got, you know, let's fight. Let's see who wins. And I guarantee you, if you stand your ground, 100% of the time, you're gonna come out on top, and you're gonna come out a winner. If you, I don't know, whatever it is, whatever the situation is, maybe it's business, maybe it's some kind of goal, maybe it's fitness, and you fall short, that won't be a loss. That's a lesson. That's a win in the long run, if you just keep showing up, you know. So declare war against that fear, that anxiety. So you might be chilling there, like, okay, fine, we know anxiety, nervousness, all right, be a warrior, all these things. How do you declare war against this fear? First things first, you have to find your edge. Find your edge, you know, your limits. You know, one of the things that makes me just excited about working out, one of the things that I love about fitness, is that, you know, if you're working hard enough, you'll find your threshold. Because then what you can do with this threshold is you use it, you know, as a measuring tool, you know. And usually what I'll do when I'm training is I'll find that threshold, and then using numbers and data, information that I've collected over time, I try to push that threshold every single time I am working out. So maybe I did 20 push-ups today. Tomorrow, I know exactly what dark waters to go into. I'm gonna get to 20 push-ups. We're gonna go there. It's a statement I always use when I'm working out. Let's go there. I'm gonna get to those 20 push-ups, and then I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna dig a little bit deeper to add 2 more push-ups, 1 more push-up. You see what I mean? Pushing your edge. You gotta find your edge, and then, you know, push it forward just a little bit. Not too much where you are burnt out, and not too little where you're falling short or just settling, but, you know, just incrementally pushing it forward, you know, trying to become better than the person you were yesterday, you know. So find your edge, go there, find that threshold, and then push your edge just a little bit farther every single time. You know, life is a game of inches. One of the cool things about the Olympics when you're watching them is people that are winning are not, I mean, it's very rare to see somebody who's winning like by a drastic amount, like some crazy freak athlete like Usain Bolt or Michael Phelps, I believe that's how you say his last name, the swimmer. Often people who are winning by inches, sometimes milliseconds, you know, and those things come from, you know, those extra 5 laps that you do when you're training, you know, that extra rep that you do when you're training, you know, those things. I mean, when you're doing them, usually naturally you will think, oh, okay, yeah, I did 5 extra laps around the track. That's gonna make me like superhuman. No, what you're doing is just adding a few inches. You see what I mean? So it is super important to just push your edge, because that's what's gonna determine the difference between the winner and the person who takes second place. The difference isn't really that big, but it just comes down to who is willing to push their edge to go that extra mile. You know what I'm saying? So find your edge, find those deep dark waters, and go there. Do not be afraid to push your limits, to go there, to go into those uncharted territories where nobody else is willing to go, like a warrior, like, you know, no fear, just go at it, you know, get after it. So yeah, go there, find your edge and push it just a little bit farther every single time. Declare war against your phobias. Declare war against your negative thoughts, your patterns of behavior, false beliefs. Declare war against negative people, situations. Go into the unknown when everybody else just wants to be comfortable. Declare war against the past. Those creepy crawlies that keep coming back and haunting you. And often people, we all just try to ignore them, push them to the side. Be like, nah. Oh, you keep coming back. All right, this thought, you know what? I am gonna take time to just observe it, to study it like a scientist, experiment with it, try to dig deeper, maybe go seek, help from a trusted and professional, maybe psychological helper. How do you call them? Psychiatrists, whoever those people are called. Go seek help and try to dig deeper and find the root of these things that keep coming to your mind. Declare war against them and face them like a warrior. Not a warrior. Declare war against evil or anything that is ungodly. So, I mean, how do you know that something is ungodly? How do you know that something is evil? We've talked about this in the past. Does it feel, does it feel right? Is it real? Does it have the ability to be robust and inspire other people? If the answer is no, then face it and be like, nah, not today. I don't choose you. I choose the righteous path. I choose virtue rather than evil. you know, the easier path. We don't do that. Be a warrior. Declare war against attachments of fear, you know, because I mean, we live in a culture where people are even addicted to that feeling of fear. You know, declare war against the attachment of materials. Declare war against short-term gains. Declare war against all of that and live by your beliefs. You know, don't stray or try to take shortcuts. There goes my speech again. I swear this happens once every single episode, but that's the vibe. Declare war against all of that mediocrity, average. We don't do that. Aim to be the very best that you can be, like a warrior. Work out like a warrior. Think like a warrior. Pray like a warrior. Be aware at all times. Do not let your guard down, like a mother effing warrior. Declare war against that little voice in your head. You know, that me and my homies, we have a name for it. If you are curious, just holler at your boy. I'll tell it to you in private. But declare war against it. That little voice that tells you you're not good enough. That little voice that keeps reminding you of the past. What you did, what you didn't do. All those things. Declare war against them. Be like, yo, face me. Face me. Declare war against it and do not be afraid to seek farther knowledge, to understand what that little voice, where that little voice is coming from, and starve it by feeding positive words into your mind. Speak positivity into your reality right now. Declare war against it all. And how do you keep that little voice in check? Look at what you have. Look at what you can control. Let go of the externals, things that are beyond you. Look at what you can control right here, right now, AKA your thoughts, the words that you're telling to yourself, the words that you're telling to others, your actions. What are you doing right now to make it better? Don't think too far forward, just right now. What can you do to push forward, to improve? You know, whatever happened yesterday, a couple seconds ago, happened. What's up now? What it do? You know what I'm saying? And those thoughts are really, really important because, I mean, for my believers, how did everything that you see come into existence? Through words. So your word is really, really important. And as much as, you know, you can destroy with words, you can also create a new reality. So what you tell yourself is really important. What are you telling to others? What are you telling, constantly feeding to yourself? What are you listening to most of the time? Because, hey, how do you even, I've talked about this in the past. Spell dog, D-O-G, dog. But what are you doing? You're spelling, you are casting a spell. What kind of spells are you casting on a daily basis? What are you taking in? Are you taking in negativity? Are you listening to gossip? And hey, if that's happening, look at the results. Usually the results will yield to what you're putting in. You know, if you're eating crappy food, the result is, yeah. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So words are really important. The other thing too is self-discovery. I can't add too much to that. But, you know, continue to quest to just learn more about yourself. Learn about the world. Become self-aware. You know, read, listen to books. Educate yourself. You know, continue to venture forward to find your purpose. You know, and yeah, you can use that also as a measuring stick. How do you know if something is negative? Does it align in accordance to your true purpose? You know what I'm saying? And then last but not least, do your very best every single day, every single moment. Sometimes you'll fall. Sometimes, you know, things won't go right. You know, things won't go as planned, but continue to do your very best because that's all you can do, like a warrior. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, don't try to half step, do things halfway. We don't do that. Like, bring that same energy every single day by doing your best. Life is, you know, it ain't all fun and games. It ain't all easy every time. Actually, most of the time, it's tough. You know, you'll go through suffering. Things will hit the fan. The crap will hit the fan. But are you going to be a warrior or are you going to just back down? Be a warrior and choose to be a warrior every single time. You know, stand for your beliefs, stand for your values, stand for purpose, and stand for virtue, for goodness against evil. So, I know that was intense, but I had to share it with you. And that's what we're on, you know, declaring war against it all. You know, and yeah, I mean, we could go a bit farther into it because there also is a way that you can, you know, war during peace means peace during war. You can be a warrior and be peaceful at the same time. And there is a way to do that. I'm not saying be intense all the time, burn yourself out. It's a mindset. You know what I mean? It's trekking forward with your heart on your sleeve, with your purpose, with your values on your sleeve, and living that life. You know what I mean? Not settling for mediocrity. Just being you, being the very best version that you were created to be. And if you fall short, that's part of the journey that's supposed to happen. But just keep pushing forward. Don't give up on that. Be a warrior. So pick up your armor, live in accordance to your purpose, and be a mother effing warrior, not a warrior. Yeah, there you have it. Before we close, I wanna give a huge big up to one of my dogs, my day one, Javon Balfour. This guy is always, you know, holding it down. Javon, thank you for your support, for always, you know, keeping me accountable to, you know, continue to be my best. And yeah, you know, he is a man's man. You know, that guy that, you know, if you have him as a friend, you know, you're in for, you know, a fun time. You know what I'm saying? Just a down to earth dude. This guy has, I mean, he's so modest. He hates it when I talk about this. I think he's won the Canadian national championships, what, 6 or 5 years in a row, something like that, a lot of times. He has transcended just life on all levels, you know. And yeah, he continues his journey as a champion, as a coach, and boy, like, he has done a lot. His list of accomplishments is endless. We can go on the international level, we can go on the national level, we can go on the provincial level, on the regional level. He's just killing it. But all of that, more importantly, this guy is just an all-around incredible person that is living in accordance to his purpose. So Javon Balfour, much appreciated. And if you want to see some people get whooped, just go search Javon Balfour on YouTube. You'll see what he does to people. But yeah, Javon, thank you, much appreciated. And soon, eventually, you're probably gonna hear his voice on this podcast. But yeah, and to each and every one of you guys in the community, thank you so much for your ongoing support. Yeah, let's keep elevating. Let's keep, you know, encouraging each other. And yeah, be a warrior. This podcast has been brought to you by Blanc Studio, voted Niagara's best design company. We use creative magic to help bring your brilliant ideas to life. From branding to graphic and web design to creating future-proof marketing strategy, we are your one-stop shop for all your marketing needs. So what's your idea and how can we help you bring it to life? Find us at blanc.ca and you can find our website in the show notes.